And we're going to talk about, well, an element of why Norfolk Island exists today. Of course, we all know the story of the mutiny on the Bounty. And an Australian adventurer is set to recreate a part of Captain Bligh's voyage, the hardest part. Don McIntyre will launch his voyage on the same day, at the same time, and in the same place as Captain Bligh's original journey after he was kicked off the Bounty on the 28th of April, around 221 years ago. And Don joins us this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. All excited. All set to go. We're loading the boat in the Talisker Bounty boat in the container tomorrow and shipping it to Tonga, and it's all going to happen sooner than we expect.
Now, this is one of the most amazing sea journeys ever recorded. That even today, they look at the seamanship of Captain Bligh in that open boat when he got kicked off the Bounty after the mutiny, and it is still considered one of the greatest
open boat journeys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest efforts of seamanship.
Yeah, that's the big attraction, you know. It's got the elements of classic adventure where it has a totally unknown outcome. And what we're trying to do is really get close to what Bligh went through. We've got a boat which is less than half the size of Bligh's, but there's only four of us in the boat instead of 18. And we're only taking on board the boat the things that Bligh had. So we've got the same amount of weight in food, and we're only taking 28 gallons of water. We don't take torches, iPods, no toilet paper, no charts, no nothing. If he didn't have it, we don't have it either. So it's going to be quite demanding, and it'll push us to the limit. But nonetheless, we think it's achievable.
Why are you doing it?
Well, it goes back to 1983. A direct descendant of Bligh, a guy called Ron Ware Bligh, did the same voyage. And it really inspired me. You know, it was a great adventure. They had an incredible challenge. But at the same time, they did take charts, and they could navigate, and they took a bit of food, and they made some unscheduled stopovers. They stopped in Fiji and Vanuatu. And I thought at the time, wouldn't it be good to do it exactly the same way as Bligh? So it's been bugging me for a long time. And 4 years ago, I decided now's the time to do it. And we're just about set to go.
Now, there are some theories that suggest that Bligh's dogged determination and almost cruel approach to captaincy was probably the reason they survived. How are you going to accomplish that?
I think that's certainly true. He was a much maligned character, and now there's a lot of interesting opinions and suggesting that he really was a pretty good bloke, and I tend to agree with that. So certainly with our crew, we've got a bit of a mix. It's like an Irish joke. There's an Aussie, that's me, and there's a Pom, and there's a Yank, and there's a guy from Hong Kong. So we're an international crew in this little rowboat. But the big challenge will be keeping it together with the crew. We've done a lot of training over the last couple of weeks. In fact, we only got together for the first time 2.5 weeks ago. We all met at the airport. And one of those was last weekend. I deprived the guys of food. We're out sailing. Only deprived them for a couple of days. The biggest, strongest bloke, Pete from America, he went hypoglycemic, shaking, hyperventilating, crashed out, couldn't work. Another one of the crew got seasick, probably the first time in his life. So that made it hit home to them that this is a serious challenge. And whilst we've done everything we can to minimise risk, we've got all the world's best practice in safety gear and survival gear and things like that, it is going to be quite demanding, and none of us know really what's going to happen, because when you're pushed to the limit, it plays on your emotions, it plays on your decision-making processes, so it's going to be worth watching. We're isolated on the boat. We have no support boat, but we do have satellite communications to blog every day onto the website and send photos out so people can follow it. It's on TaliskerBountyBoat.com. That's TALISKER. Bountyboat.com, one word, and it'll be worth watching.
I'll bet it will. And is that the only form of documentation that's going to take place?
We're actually filming it. If you get on the website now, there's a little trailer video clip that you can lock onto. So we'll be hopefully making an interesting documentary out of it, and writing a book and talking to the media a lot. But we're not getting any weather reports or messages from family or anything. It's an isolated voyage. We are just trying to spread the word and relive Bligh's history, it's going to be quite an adventure.
How long will it take?
About 48 days. We should be the same time as Bligh. And we're also raising money for the Sheffield Institute Foundation, which is in support of motor neurone disease and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. That's all on the website as well. So we think we'll be about the same time as Bligh, but we really won't know until we get out there and see what happens.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right, keep in touch with us. We'd like to talk to you again as things progress.
Well, you'll have to give us a call when we're out there.
Thank you, Don, and good luck.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Don McIntyre, the expedition leader, who will be recreating that that trip in the open boat that Bligh did after the mutiny on the Bounty. And they'll be starting on the 28th of April, so they've still got a couple of months to get organised. But, boy, what guts. I don't think I could do that. My guts would be all over the ocean by the end of that.